This is 1320 WILS. Your name, how, you know, it's maybe common to you, but you'd be amazed at the power that a name can give and the way it's used. My next guest has written a lot about this. Dr. Mavis Himes joins us, author of the book, The Power of Names, Uncovering the Mystery of What We Are Called. Mavis, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I should note that you're a psychoanalyst, clinical psychologist in Toronto. What led you to think about writing a book about names?
Well, I guess there were a couple of things. One is my own name, Mavis Himes. In fact, my the surname Himes had been Heimovich. And my father and several of his siblings decided to shorten the name, anglicize it, at a time when there was still a fair bit of anti-Semitism in Montreal. There was the Anglo-Franco community. So I was interested in my own name.
What do you think about that when people do just that, change their name or go, you know, pick a whole different name nowadays?
Well, I think there's changing a name in order to make it sexy and have some kind of appeal as an artist or an actor or, you know, a prominent figure. And I think that's one thing, and that's kind of, that's historically been done for a long time. And I think other people change their name because it carries a kind of weight that they're trying to escape, or it's a name they don't like. And
it's interesting to change, especially specifically a Jewish name like John Stewart. He's really John Leibowitz. That's his real name.
Right.
When people change, especially for Jewish people, when they change the name so it's not recognizably Jewish, what do you think of that?
Well, I think, you know, there was a whole generation post-World War II that wanted to anglicize their names for immigrants who came from Europe who wanted to assimilate. Mm-hmm. And there's still not only Jewish people, but many immigrants with foreign-sounding names or ethnic-sounding names who want to help their children assimilate more in our culture.
Yeah.
And recent studies show that even today, 2016, if you look at a list of job applicants or university applicants, those with foreign or ethnic sounding names are less likely to get in.
Fair enough. But I mean, with my last name, Cohen, I mean, there's no real question about what my
my
religious
identity.
Background is.
Yes.
Is it empowering or disempowering when someone tries to kind of wipe away their ethnicity in their name?
Oh, I think, you know, I think people do it for sort of concrete reasons for business or to try and be more assimilated. Mm-hmm. But I would say as a psychoanalyst that changing the name always leaves a trace. You know, you can never hide who you really are. And somehow it has an impact on you when you change your name because you know what the name really was and you know what your roots really are.
Talking to Mavis Himes, her book, The Power of Names, we're seeing more and more women now keep their maiden names or do the hyphenated name.
Mm-hmm.
What do you make of that? Is that a statement of some kind?
I think it's that particular issue is more a social, cultural statement than anything I would say that's psychological. I think women, since the women's movement in the 60s, have kind of become empowered. I think that old tradition is still prevalent in many cultures, but I think in the Western world, I think women are wanting to assert themselves and not have it only the you know, husband's surname. But there are all kinds of,
a guy shouldn't feel rejected necessarily because his wife won't take his name?
No.
It's not a sign
but
that she's
I think it's
not.
A dynamic that has to be worked out in every relationship. So some men are not comfortable with that, are very uncomfortable and feel very threatened and intimidated. And other men are very cool. And one of the people I mention in my book is a couple who decided that if the first child was a girl, it was going to carry the mother's surname. It was a boy, the father's surname. And they worked it out, and that's in fact what happened. They had one in each, and they each chose a surname. So I think there's a lot more room for a couple to decide.
Yeah. Is it better to have a unique name? Because nowadays we see all kinds of new names we've never heard of before. People seem to be creative. Is it better to have that kind of name or just a basic name like Mike or Dave or John, that kind of thing?
I think as I met this woman who said, you know, I'm having this child and I feel like it's such a huge responsibility. He or she is going to have to carry this name throughout their life. Mm-hmm. And I think often those unusual names have more to do with the parents. And some kids do suffer with these very unusual names and choose to change their name. Because it sometimes can be, there's so much teasing going on.
Is it that bad, really? I mean, I've never, with a name like Mike, you blend right
Mike,
in.
You know, that's a pretty typical,
very common.
That's along with Susan, Barbara, you know, Michael, John. You know, those are popular names. I think today we've moved away from that.
How big of a deal is that? I mean, is there a real repercussion that people don't anticipate?
You know, I think it really depends on what underlies the change in name, you know, and it also depends on whether it's the surname or the first name, because the surname is your ancestral lineage and carries, you know, your roots along. And so to change that name is different than changing a first name, which you've been given by your parents. So, it depends on what's behind all of it, if it's shame or stigma or to anglicize it, or because one is rejecting one's family and one's parents.
See, I'm trying to imagine what people you know would think. You know, if someone's been calling you a certain name your whole life, and suddenly you're like, hey, I've got a new name. I'm not sure that would go.
You know what happens often is if you encounter someone who knew you, if you were David and you decide you want to be Peter, and one day, and I know this happened to someone, they wanted to switch to their middle name, and all of a sudden someone came along and said, hey, that's not David. That, you know, this guy's been Peter all the, you know, whatever. But who's he trying to fool, right? So there is that when you try and change it.
You'd be a little embarrassing. That's the book, The Power of Names, Uncovering the Mystery of What We Are Called. Author Mavis Himes. Find her at MavisHimes.com. Also, Dr. Mavis Himes. Dr. Himes, thank you.
Thank you very much for having me.